WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're tuning in today, you're ready to dive into some serious self-improvement goodness. Now, let's be real, life can get pretty crazy, right? Between deadlines, social media scrolling, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. That's where Stoicism comes in, offering a roadmap to navigate the chaos with grace, discipline, and a whole lot of inner peace. And today, we're tackling a concept that might sound a little morbid at first, but trust me, it's incredibly liberating. Memento mori, remember you will die. Sounds intense, right? But hear me out. It's not about dwelling on the end, it's about using that awareness to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions? Like time is slipping away without you truly experiencing it? Memento mori can help shift your perspective, giving you a fresh sense of urgency and purpose. So let's break down 5 key takeaways from this powerful Stoic principle. 1. Shifting priorities. When we remember that our time here is finite, it naturally forces us to reevaluate what truly matters. Think about it. Are you spending your time on things that align with your values and goals? Or are you caught up in the hustle, chasing distractions that ultimately don't bring lasting happiness? Memento mori encourages us to prioritize experiences, relationships, and personal growth over fleeting material possessions or social pressures. 2. Embracing impermanence. Everything changes. That's the nature of life. From seasons to relationships, nothing stays the same forever. Understanding this can be incredibly freeing. It allows us to let go of attachments that cause suffering and embrace the beauty of impermanence. Think about it like a beautiful sunset. Its fleeting nature only makes it more precious. 3. Cultivating gratitude. When we recognize the gift of life, even in its imperfections, gratitude naturally flows. Memento mori reminds us to appreciate each moment, big or small, because they are all part of this incredible journey. Start noticing the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a laugh shared with a loved one, or the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These little moments add up to create a life full of richness and meaning. 4. Living with intention. Knowing that our time is limited compels us to live intentionally. It's about making conscious choices aligned with our values and goals rather than just drifting through life on autopilot. Think about it like this. If you only had a year left, how would you spend it? Memento mori encourages us to make each day count by pursuing what truly matters to us. 5. Finding true freedom. This one might seem paradoxical, but remember, freedom doesn't come from endless choices or material possessions. It comes from detachment and acceptance. Memento mori helps us break free from the shackles of fear, regret, and the need for control. It empowers us to accept what is beyond our control and focus on what we can influence: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. You feel your frustration rising, the temptation to scream at other drivers or check your phone endlessly is strong. But then you remember memento mori, this time won't last forever. You take a deep breath, acknowledge a feeling of frustration, but choose not to let it control you. Instead, you use the time to listen to an inspiring podcast, catch up on some emails, or simply enjoy the moment of stillness before the meeting. You arrive calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle the day with a sense of gratitude for this unexpected opportunity. D. Memento mori isn't about morbid thoughts, it's about using awareness to live a richer, more intentional life. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment today to reflect on this powerful concept. Ask yourself, how can I incorporate memento mori into my daily routine? What areas of my life need more intention and gratitude? Remember, every day is a gift, make it count. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. Share it with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave a review or join the conversation on our social media channels. And until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.